This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahi wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulillahi wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. We always commence by praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by sending blessings and salutations upon Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his household, his companions. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless them, to bless every one of us, to grant us mercy during this beautiful month of Ramadan, to forgive our shortcomings, to grant us sincerity, to make us from those who stand in prayer solely for his sake, to make us from those who can love one another for his sake, to make us from those who can reach out to the needy in a way that the Almighty reaches out to us. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless those who are struggling and suffering, and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant ease to those across the globe who are going through a lot of difficulty. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala open their doors and grant them ease, and may Allah bless every one of us. Ameen. My brothers and sisters, the topic I have been given to speak about this evening is our connection with revelation. There are two words, connection and revelation. The word connection is the bringing together of two things. In this particular case, it is to bring us together with something. And what is that thing we are supposed to be together with? That is revelation. Revelation is made up of two primary aspects. The first is the word of Allah. The second is the entire life of the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. وَمَا يَنطِقُ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحْيٌ يُوحَىٰ. He does not utter a single word from his own whims and fancies. However, it is definitely revelation that is revealed from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whatever he says is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The difference between the two, one is the word of Allah, which cannot be changed, shall not be changed, will not be changed. The other is revealed from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but the wording is that of the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. If, for example, I have conveyed the meaning of it, I will not be blameworthy if I have not exactly or accurately conveyed every single word, although it is my duty to try my best not to make a mistake, even in the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When it comes to the Quran, a single blunder is not acceptable. You see, we had the imam this evening recite. A single blunder would not be acceptable. So the melodious recitation we heard is the aspect of the revelation that we want to discuss this evening. So from the two aspects of revelation, we are going to only speak about one of them, and that is the Quran. I'm not going to go into the broader details of the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but I mentioned it because when we speak of revelation, we must not think even for a moment that we're only talking of the Quran. But rather, ala inni utitu al-Qur'ana wa mithlahu ma'ahu. The Prophet, peace be upon him, says, behold, I have been given this Quran and together with it something similar to it. He is referring to his entire lifestyle, his entire life, all his words, his actions, his confirmations, and every aspect of his living. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from those who can follow the beautiful way of the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. And may he grant us the intercession of the Prophet, peace be upon him, on the day of Qiyamah, the day of judgment. Ameen. My brothers and sisters, I ask you a question. Are you connected to the Quran? You might say, yes, I am. In what way? Subhanallah. In what way do you realize that every one of us, myself included, can do much more to connect ourselves in a greater way to the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? No matter who you are, no matter how much of the Quran you've learned to memorize, no matter how much of the Quran you understand, no matter how much you've put into practice, wallahi, a true mu'min is a person who realizes and understands that I can do more. I can actually improve. None of us are perfect. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us that improvement on a daily basis. So this is the word of Allah. Allah says in Surah Yunus, right at the beginning, Alif Lam. تلك آيات الكتاب الحكيم. These three words or letters that we heard right at the beginning, they are known as al-huruf al-muqatta'ah, or the separated letters. None knows the meaning besides Allah. Thereafter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, these are the verses of the Qur'an that is filled with wisdom. Whatever law is in the Qur'an, whatever rule comes from Allah, whether you understand it or not, whether I understand it or not, whether anyone understands it or not, it is filled with wisdom. If you believe, you understand that no matter what, if it comes from Allah, that is where I stop, subhanallah. I surrender to the word of Allah. I will adopt it even if I don't comprehend it. That is the meaning of Iman. We believe in Allah, the word of Allah. When He says something, when He declares it, there we go.
وَمَا كَانَ لِمُؤْمِنٍ وَلَا مُؤْمِنَةٍ إِذَا قَضَى اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ أَمْرًا أَن يَكُونَ لَهُمُ الْخِيَرَةُ مِنْ أَمْرِهِمْ.
It is not for a believing male or female that when Allah or His Rasul, His Messenger, have declared something, that they feel they have a choice in that regard. A true believer says, when Allah said it, I have no choice. The Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, has declared it, I have no choice. That is when you are a true believer. May Allah make us as true as possible, and may He forgive our shortcomings. So at the beginning of Surah Yusuf, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says,
أَكَانَ لِلنَّاسِ عَجَبًا أَنْ أَوْحَيْنَا إِلَىٰ رَجُلٍ مِّنْهُمْ أَنْ أَنذِرِ النَّاسَ وَبَشِّرِ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَنَّ لَهُمْ قَدَمَ صِدْقٍ عِندَ رَبِّهِمْ قال الكافرون إن هذا لساحر مبين.
Allah says, are the people surprised? Are they in amazement or amusement that we have actually revealed to a man from amongst them? Because Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was a part of the community in Quraysh. He was a part of the people of Mecca. He had his friends. He grew up just like you and I would. Obviously the best of creation, the most noble of all messengers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, without a doubt, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But my brothers and sisters, Allah chose for him to be in Mecca, to grow up with people. He was known as As-Sadiq Al-Amin, the truthful, the most trustworthy, even prior to having received the prophethood. Because Allah knows that if the word and revelation is to come to a person, he has to be the best. He has to be known as truthful. If a person was known as a liar, if a person was dishonest, what would be the integrity of the word that he came with, claiming that this is from Allah? But if he has not lied to you about wealth and about the worldly materialistic items, do you really think he's going to lie to you about that which is the unseen, subhanallah? Today when people lie to us, a lot of the times they lie for a reason. They want to gain something. With the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he did not lie. He was known as a person. No matter what, he didn't lie. So Allah says, are the people surprised that we revealed to one from amongst them? Subhanallah, this is the revelation we're talking about. Why do I speak about honesty and trustworthiness? If you want to be connected to the revelation, you need to have honesty in you and you need to be trustworthy. If you don't have trustworthiness and honesty, there is no integrity. Your connection with revelation shall be weak. Subhanallah. When you want to achieve the Wi-Fi on your phone, what do? You go as close as possible to where it is being beamed from. You don't stand very, very far and expect yourself to receive a little bit. Subhanallah. We all understand that language, right? MashaAllah. We know when it comes to the Quran, if you want to receive it, you need to be closest to its instruction. When the Quran tells us about truthfulness,
يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَكُونُوا مَعَ الصَّادِقِينَ.
O you who believe, be conscious of your Maker, be conscious of Allah,
and be with those who are truthful. Make sure that your company is those who are truthful, those who are honest, those who have integrity. By your interaction with them, you will also have that integrity. But when you mix with liars, people who deceive, people who have bad habits and qualities, what would happen? May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us. Do you really think that your connection with the Quran is going to be developed when all your friends are disconnected from the Quran? None of them have the internet, but you want a strong signal. It's not going to work. You need to be close to the one who is ready to tether for you. Subhanallah. He's ready to tether at any time, unlimited. That is the same example, if not the example I have given you is slightly weaker, but that of the Quran is higher. You should be even more concerned about your friends having a connection with the revelation, because that is how you will improve your connection. So Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu, he knew that the Prophet, peace be upon him, was so truthful that when he came back from Isra and Mi'raj, and by the way, we actually believe that the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, went from Mecca to Baytul Maqdis in soul and spirit and body, himself physically, and he went up to the seven heavens in a way that Allah knows best, but we believe. Why do we believe? We were told, that's why. We believe. People might laugh, we don't mind. We are not bothered at their laughter. When they came back to Abu Bakr as-Siddiq, who was known as Abdullah ibn Uthman, that is his name. I always like to say this. When I speak about Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu, my brothers, my beloved sisters, you need to know, أَفْضَلُ مَنْ مَشَىٰ عَلَى الْأَرْضِ بَعْدَ الْأَنْبِيَاءِ. He was the best of those to tread this earth after the prophets of Allah. So it's important for you to know his first name, his father's name, isn't it? He was known as Abu Bakr, which is a pen name, a kunya in the Arabic language. His name was Abdullah. Wow, some of you might be hearing this for the first time. His name was Abdullah. أَحَبُّ الْأَسْمَاءِ إِلَى اللَّهِ عَبْدُ اللَّهِ وَعَبْدُ الرَّحْمَنِ. The most beloved names unto Allah, Abdullah and Abdul Rahman. This is why if you come to the Muslims, you will find in a lot of cases, when you say, Abdullah, come here, about 40, 50 people will start walking in your direction. MashaAllah. It's a good sign. It means the slave of Allah. May Allah make us not from amongst those whose name is slave of Allah, but we are not the slaves of Allah. Rather, may we be from among those who are the slaves of Allah, even if the name happens to be something else. Ameen. So this man, Abdullah ibn Uthman, his father was Uthman. Not Uthman ibn Affan, obviously those were colleagues, but his name was Uthman, who was known as Abu Quhafa. So he was known as Ibn Abi Quhafa, the son of Abu Quhafa. That was Abu Bakr. Okay, so let's get to what I was saying. This man, Abdullah ibn Uthman, or Abu Bakr as-Siddiq, radiallahu anhu, when the kuffar of Quraysh tried to tell him that, you know what, if a person were to claim that they're going from Mecca to Baytul Maqdis in soul and spirit and body, and then they went up to the seven heavens and came back in the same night within a short space of time, what would you say about it? Now they are trying to instill in him that which was doubtful. But he knew. The moment they said, your friend is claiming this, he said, if he is claiming this, I believe it. Subhanallah. I have no doubt. He did not worry what the people thought about him. They could have thought he was crazy, he was mad. He didn't worry because he knew, I am connected to revelation in a way that it is not detachable at all. May Allah grant us that connection. Say Ameen. Ameen. So when you are with the truthful, you understand what the truth is. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu in tattaqullaha yaj'al lakum furqana. O you who believe, if you are conscious of Allah, He will grant you the ability to distinguish between right and wrong. He will grant you the criterion, the ability to tell the difference between what is correct and what is incorrect, what is dark and what is light, etc., etc. But if you don't have the consciousness of Allah, you won't know what's right and wrong. When your company is terrible, the people around you are those who are not bothered about what the truth is, how do you expect to recognize the truth? Here, Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu and the companions, they recognized the truth because their company was truthful. May Allah grant us good friends. But more important than granting us good friends, may we be good friends to others. That is more important. Many of us, we say, may Allah give us good company. But brother, what type of company are you? Sister, what type of company are you? May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make me from among those whom, when people interact with me, then they are in the best of company. Subhanallah. The same for every one of us. Work on yourself, your character, your conduct, and you will find your connection with revelation will definitely increase. So here at the beginning of Surah Yunus, Allah is saying, were the people surprised? Are they surprised that we revealed to one from amongst them to warn them, subhanallah, about the goodness that is coming to those who believe, the warning for those who disregard revelation. From the beginning, the time of Adam alayhi salam, when Allah created man, He began revealing guidance to man. This is why Allah says, Ya ayyuha an-nasu qad ja'atkum maw'idhatun min rabbikum wa shifa'un lima fi as-sudur. O people, a reminder has come to you from your Lord, and cure for that which is in the heart, the diseases, the sicknesses that lie within the chest. So in it there is a reminder, there is cure in this beautiful book. It is revelation from Allah. If you want to be cured from your maladies, your sicknesses, you need definitely to connect yourself to that revelation in a broad way. Many of us have a very narrow understanding of our connection with revelation. If you have two or three Qur'ans, I'm talking of the Mus'haf. If you have two or three of these masahif in your house, nice, well looked after, with a bookkeeper to look after the books, you know. People say, I'm connected to the Qur'an. When you come to my house, you can see a verse here, you can see the Qur'an there, you can see another one that side, and we have a nice old one, you know. This is long, long gone from ages ago. Is that your connection with the Quran? And you haven't even read the words. We have applications in our phones, but we don't make use of them. We will be asked on the day of Qiyamah, what did you do? We made it so easy for you to read, to learn, to have it, to open it. Subhanallah. The Sahaba radiallahu anhum at that time, and those are our heroes. When someone says, who is your hero? You must take a name of one of the Sahaba. That will be a person you want to be like. Who is your role model? You say a name of one of the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then you know that you are heading in the right direction. You know. You cannot say the name of an ordinary person amongst us in a big way. In the sense that maybe you might learn a thing or two. I might want to be like you in one or two things. But generally, as a whole person, I have to have someone from among the companions of the Prophet, peace be upon him. So my brothers and sisters, if you want to connect yourself with revelation, I will tell you something else. You need to connect yourself with the companions of the Prophet, peace be upon him, because they lived through revelation. They received it firsthand from Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So if you want to have a deeper connection, you have to be connected to them. If you don't have a connection with them and you are not bothered about their life and who they were and what they stood for and their sacrifices, what they did and so on, you won't even know that you don't have a connection with revelation, because those people whom Allah chose to receive it, you don't even know who they are. You don't even have a link with them. May Allah grant us the true understanding of who the Sahaba radiallahu anhum were. From among them, there were those who were told, you are from paradise. You are from paradise. Al-ashara al-mubashshareena bil-jannah. The 10 who were given in one sitting as a list of names, told that you are going to go to Jannah. Subhanallah. And from among them, there were so many. وَمَا يُدْرِيكَ لَعَلَّ اللَّهَ اطَّلَعَ عَلَىٰ أَهْلِ بَدْرٍ فَقَالْ اِعْمَلُوا مَا شِئْتُمْ فَإِنِّي قَدْ غَفَرْتُ لَكُمْ. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, addressing the matter of the people of Badr, he says, how do you know? Perhaps Allah has looked at the hearts of those who have participated in the battle of Badr, and He told them, do as you please, Allah is pleased with you. Subhanallah. Allah is pleased with you. Do as you want. If someone told us that Allah is pleased with you, do what you want. See? For them, when they were told that, wallahi, it made them more regular with salah. That's why they were told that. When we are told that, one wonders whether we're going to be here for Salatul Fajr in the morning. Allah's happy with me. Khalas, let me sleep. A'udhu billah. A'udhu billah. May Allah forgive us. May Allah be pleased with us. Keep trying. Keep striving. So we need to develop a connection with the companions. And that is when we will be able to achieve a connection with revelation. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us regarding this Quran. Like I said, some people think that I just need to have the Quran and I need to have an app. If I ask you how many of you have the app of the Quran on your phones, nearly all of us will put our hands up. But I want to tell you, that is not a winner, because you've only fulfilled the first out of 10 steps. The first out of 10 steps to download the app, to get that mushaf, to be able to thereafter learn how to read, recite the words of Allah. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. Learn how to recite, read the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is amazing. When a person reverts to Islam, they are taught certain things. People say, you have to pray in Arabic. Now, I want to correct that. Because prayer could mean dua. It could mean salah. When we as Muslimin say we pray five times a day, we are talking about salah, which is a specific type of prayer. But when you say pray to Allah, you are talking about dua, which is supplication, which can be in any language. Supplication and dua can be in any language. It can also be at times when we don't know how to communicate what we have inside of us to Allah. He will read what is in our heart. Subhanallah. He knows what is inside even before you utter it. So when you say pray, if you're talking of supplication, any language, you can pray in whatever you want. All the languages on earth. But when it comes to the five daily prayers or the units of prayer known as salah, which is calling out to Allah in a unique way, it starts with a specific Allahu Akbar, where you are declaring the greatness of Allah, it has to be in Arabic. It has to be in Arabic. One might ask why. Many, many reasons, encyclopedias of reasons. Number one, aren't you proud to utter the words of the Almighty? He uttered them. He's asking you to repeat them. Subhanallah. You have a loved one on earth. If they are used to one phrase, you will repeat the phrase as a slogan. Why? Because I love this person. As a slogan, I want to say the same word because I love this person. I know of the people who are into football. By the way, it will be Kiev on Saturday, inshallah. But I know the people who are into football who will memorize the slogans just because they want to support someone kicking a ball. Subhanallah. You can't memorize Surah Al-Fatiha. May Allah forgive us. May Allah forgive us. I'm sure we can. I'm sure we have. So we will consider it an honor to repeat the words of Allah.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Ar-Rahmanir Rahim.
What beautiful words. These are the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's an honor to say these words. They have cure in them. They calm your heart.
Alladhina amanu wa tatma'innu qulubuhum bidhikrillah. Ala bidhikrillahi tatma'innu alqulub.
Those who believe, they are the ones who achieve the comfort of the heart and the calmness of the heart through the remembrance of Allah. For indeed, it is only through the remembrance of Allah that the hearts can achieve true comfort and calmness. And what is the remembrance of Allah? The most powerful remembrance of Allah is the recitation of the Quran. أفضل الذكر قراءة القرآن. The best of the adhkar is actually to repeat the words of Allah. He said them, you are saying them. You see the calmness. MashaAllah, you listen to the melody, melodious recitation. It's amazing how Allah says, وَرَتِّلِ الْقُرْآنَ تَرْتِيلًا. When you are reciting the Quran, recite it with intonation, with correctness, with beautification of your voice. Part of your connection with revelation is to ensure that you are not ashamed of reciting it with a tune. Subhanallah. Male and female, no matter who you are, you want to enjoy, don't be ashamed. One is for me to say, صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. I've said it. Those are the words of the Quran. Definitely the words of Allah. Definitely. They have the value. But if I want to connect myself further, صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. You see the connection? Amen. You see the connection? We want to connect ourselves with revelation by not being ashamed to intonate that particular word of Allah. Because that is how you will feel something in your heart. Your hair will be raised. Goosebumps.
الله نزل أحسن الحديث كتابا متشابها مثاني تقشعر منه جلود الذين يخشون ربهم.
Allah has revealed the best of speech, أحسن الحديث, the book, the Quran, that has in it similar verses. There's repetition of verses as well, similarities and repetition in the Quran, and it is repeated as well many times. For example, Surah Al-Fatiha is known as As-Sab'ul Mathani, the seven verses that are often repeated. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us in this verse that the skins of those who believe are tightened with goosebumps, and thereafter what happens? They are softened, and the heart is softened towards the obedience of Allah, the remembrance of Allah. If you're a true believer, there has to be some recitation on the earth that will give you goosebumps. And it's amazing how different reciters from across the globe recite in different tunes, different melodies. Every one of us, our temperament is different, in order to afford us the opportunity to connect just with the melody, subhanallah. This year, mashallah, the organizers of this beautiful event have arranged for close on to 60 of the various reciters and speakers to come into the cities and to go out to the various masajid to help them connect with revelation. To help them connect. The beautiful reciters of the globe, if you want them, wallahi, they are at your doorstep. You can search for the masajid. Behind me there is a poster with the names of some of the top readers on the globe. Subhanallah. What a gift of Allah. Are you going to make an effort? You want to connect yourself. You choose the melody you love. You will have the reciters of your taste, so to speak. You're connecting yourself with Allah. But my brothers and sisters, the recitation is one thing. More than that, we need to improve that recitation. Never stop, no matter who you are, whether it's myself or anyone else. Remember, to be corrected is an honor. To be corrected is an honor, especially when it comes to the word of Allah. I don't want to make a mistake. I must be ready to take correction, no matter what age I am. I heard a story yesterday of a lady, 60 years old, who started learning the Quran and memorizing it. It took her 12 years. At the age of 72, she completed the memorization of the Quran. Starting at 60 and finishing 12 years later. You might ask, why did it take so long? Whatever the reason was, brother, you are 40 years old. What did you do? Subhanallah. Subhanallah. The first thing people ask is such a negative thing. How come it took so long? Well, she finished. Even if you took 15 years, you would have been finished by now. So where are you? And remember something amazing with Allah. إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالُ بِالنِّيَّاتِ وَإِنَّمَا لِكُلِّ امْرِئٍ مَّا نَوَى. The Prophet ﷺ says, every action shall be judged by its underlying intention. And for a person is exactly what he intended. So if you intended today, and I ask all of you to look into this, you can make the promise. Oh Allah, I am going to try to memorize one verse every day. One verse every week. Ready? 52 verses in the year. One verse every week or one verse every day. Subhanallah. Try. Start it. If you were to die before you complete it, for as long as you had the intention and dedication, Allah will write you from amongst Sahibul Quran, Ashabul Quran. He'll say, this person has memorized the Quran. Because when you're doing something, Allah looks at the underlying intention. A person who always goes to the house of Allah and he's there for salah. One day something happened, he was delayed. His name is ticked off in the masjid. That's the niyyah. That's the niyyah. That's the mercy of Allah. So you want to connect? Start. You memorize. Together with the memorization, there is something else. Listen to what Allah says. In Surah Sad.
كِتَابٌ أَنزَلْنَاهُ إِلَيْكَ مُبَارَكٌ لِيَدَّبَّرُوا آيَاتِهِ وَلِيَتَذَكَّرَ أُولُو الْأَلْبَابِ.
A book that we have revealed, speaking about the Quran, we have revealed it, a blessed book, Mubarak. Why did we reveal it? So Allah tells you, we revealed it in order that its verses be pondered over, in order that its verses be studied. لِيَدَّبَّرُوا آيَاتِ. Tadabbur has a very deep meaning. It's not just understanding. It is going deep into the verse, swimming in the ocean of knowledge. So Allah says, we reveal the Quran, a blessed book, in order that you go into its verses, in order to study them, in order to try your best to understand every aspect of them, to think deeply about these verses. وَلِيَتَذَكَّرَ أُولُو الْأَلْبَابِ. And it is a reminder for those with sound knowledge. You have sound knowledge, it will lead you to revelation. When Khalid ibn al-Walid radiyallahu anhu had already persecuted so many of the Muslims and participated in battles where Muslims lost lives, a day came when the Prophet, peace be upon him, was addressing his brother in al-Madinah al-Munawwara. The brother's name was al-Walid ibn al-Walid radiyallahu anhu. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam says, مَا مِثْلُ خَالِدٍ يَجْهَلُ الْإِسْلَامَ. A man like Khalid, he's so intelligent, he cannot be ignorant of the fact that Islam is the correct religion. When you are intelligent, it leads you to worshipping your maker alone. Subhanallah. Very intelligent, extremely bright. The Prophet says he's such an intelligent man. A man like him cannot be ignorant of the fact that this is the true religion. Exactly as per the dua and the supplication of the Prophet, peace be upon him, where he says, يَأْتِي بِهِ اللَّهُ. Allah will bring him. Sometime later, Khalid ibn al-Walid radiallahu anhu comes into Medina Munawwara, and everyone already knew why he is coming, because they had already heard what the Prophet, peace be upon him, said with his brother. As he came in, he had an issue. What was the issue? He says, I have done a lot of negativity when it comes to my life. I've committed sin. I've perpetrated heinous crimes. What will happen to all of that? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam is recorded to have said, إِنَّ الْإِسْلَامَ يَجُبُّ مَا قَبْلَ. If you enter the fold of Islam, it will delete all the bad that you've done in the past. And I want to give you good news. My brothers and sisters, we must be all thinking to ourselves, well, if I enter the fold of Islam, all my bad is already wiped out. What if I'm a Muslim already and I've done bad? Question, isn't it?
At-ta'ibu min adh-dhanbi kaman la dhanba lahu.
The one who seeks forgiveness from sin is equivalent to he or she who did not commit the sin. And in the Quran, Allah says,
إِلَّا مَن تَابَ وَآمَنَ وَعَمِلَ عَمَلًا صَالِحًا فَأُولَئِكَ يُبَدِّلُ اللَّهُ سَيِّئَاتِهِمْ حَسَنَاتٍ وَكَانَ اللَّهُ غَفُورًا رَحِيمًا.
Those who repent and do good deeds thereafter. These are the two conditions. You seek Allah's forgiveness, and after you sought the forgiveness, you change your life. You do good deeds, your life is changed. Allah says, you know what we will do for you? We will take all your bad deeds you did in the past. We won't just wipe them out. We're going to convert them into good and bring them on the right side of the scale on the day of judgment. That is because Allah is most forgiving, most merciful. The most merciful. I always think of an example to give to people to show the mercy of Allah. And I promise you, it's very difficult. But I can just let you know one thing that comes to my mind. You owe someone 100,000 dirhams. Okay? You owe them 100,000. If you were to go to them and say, look, I can't pay it. Please just wipe it out. What? Wipe out what? 100,000 dirhams. You crazy. Unfortunately, people know that interest is not permissible, but they will charge it to you. They say, no, no, no. The more you delay, the more you pay. Subhanallah. Delay and pay. That's not okay. But we find Muslimin doing that. Imagine if they were to say, no problem, brother. You're struggling. 100,000 forgiven. And then you're so happy and saying, Alhamdulillah. Oh, wow. MashaAllah. May Allah bless you. May Allah grant you. May Allah open your doors. Why are you making a dua just because I said okay? Make a dua for me before I said okay. But that's man. Someone does good. So then you say, may Allah bless you. The guy who didn't do good, either no dua or... May Allah make us from those who reach out even to those who do bad. The Prophet ﷺ used to make dua. Look, he made a dua for Khalid ibn al-Walid ibn al-Mughira radiallahu anhu. What happened to this man? Allah brought him. So when you see an enemy of Islam, make dua that Allah brings them. Allah will bring them. Trust me. If you make a dua for those who dislike Islam, they've caused harm to Islam. The likes of who Khalid ibn al-Walid ibn al-Mughira was prior to Islam, and Umar al-Khattab radiallahu anhu prior to Islam. Look at the dua, the supplication of the Prophet, peace be upon him. And inshallah it will come. So this man is told that you no longer owe me the money. He's so excited as he's going away. Hey, come back, come back. He's worried now. He's worried. What is he worried about? I think this man's changed his mind. And the man says, here is an envelope with another 100,000 in case you need it, it's yours. What? What? I owed you the money, you said it's okay. Now you took the equivalent amount and you're telling me it's okay, this is also yours. You know what we would think if you're too sharp? I wish I borrowed 1 million from him. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us. Allah is more merciful than that. You committed your whole life sins. Allah says, the day you change your life and come to me, I won't only wipe out the sins, but the weight equivalent to those sins, I will convert them into good. The reason is you changed your life for me. Subhanallah. My brothers and sisters, you want to be connected to revelation, quit the sins. Cut them out. Cut them out. Turn to Allah and Allah will open the doors of understanding for you. مَنْ يُرِدِ اللَّهُ بِهِ خَيْرًا يُفَقِّهُ فِي الدِّينِ Whoever Allah wants goodness for, Allah opens the doors for that person, subhanallah, of understanding. The understanding of what? This deen, the faith. You need to separate yourself from sin in order to achieve the true connection to revelation. Sometimes, and I will give you an example, you see Umar ibn al-Khattab, there's one example. There is another example of al-Najashi, the Negus of Abyssinia, known as Ashama, that was his name. When they heard one or two verses of the Quran, what happened to them? They started crying. It moved them. It shook them. We are Muslimin. My brothers and sisters, we are Muslimin. We have heard not one or two verses, but hundreds of verses, the entire Quran, cover to cover, not once, not twice, but hundreds of times, and our lives have not moved. When they heard one or two, everything changed. We have heard the whole Quran, nothing moved. We're still committing the adultery, we're still gambling, we're still going into the pubs, we're still doing haram, we're still, for example, engaging in that which is supposed to earn the anger of Allah, but we hear the Quran, it's in our cars, it's everywhere else. Month of Ramadan comes and mashallah, it's the month of the Quran in order for us to speak about connecting with the Quran. But you know what? The adapter is the wrong size. Imagine you have the latest iPhone, and someone gives you a Samsung adapter, says, please charge your phone. How do you feel? That's what we are doing to the Quran. We have a beautiful word of Allah, but the adapter is wrong. You need to cut a few of those teeth and make sure it's the right size. Cut out the sin. Then you will plug in and mashallah, you are recharged by the help of Allah. That's how it works. So my brothers and sisters, we hear the whole Quran, we are not moved. They heard one or two verses, they were moved. Do you know why? They heard it with the correct intention. That's all. I give you one other example. Connection to revelation. Look, you see Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. May Allah grant us his company in Jannah. Say Ameen. May Allah resurrect us with him. May Allah make us from his companions in Jannah. Ameen, 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 ameen. But I want to tell you, wouldn't it be an honor if he were to arrive here? I know it's not happening, but I'm just saying, if he were to arrive here, wouldn't it be an honor for us to have been in his company? But I tell you what, there were people who were in his company and they did not accept his message. There were people who met him. They had the honor of talking to him. They didn't accept the message. We wonder where we would have been if we were alive at the time. But I can give you a quick gauge. Ask yourself, how important do I consider that which came to Muhammad, peace be upon him? If you give it great importance, then perhaps if you were alive at his time, you would have been on the right side. But if you are not interested in the Quran and the Sunnah, and when you hear those two words, you have a rash where you start scratching and itching and you go away and you get irritated with people. In that case, if you were living at the time, one wonders where you would be. Which side would you be on? Would you be with those whom they hear, they know, they see, they interacted, but they didn't accept? You know, one beautiful quality of the companions of the Prophet, peace be upon him, you know what it was? It was that when they heard the verses recited, they immediately surrendered without a doubt. When they were told this is haram, they considered it haram. When they were told you've got to do this, they did that. They didn't delay. So when Allah tells you to do something, and what is He telling you? He's telling you to purify your life. He's telling you to become a better person. He's telling you to pray hard. He's telling you to have hope. He's telling you to soften your heart. He's telling you to eradicate all the bad habits and qualities of the heart. And He's asking you to be the best person, clean and pure. Take a look at the Islamic teachings. What are they all about? Purity, cleanliness, inside out, clean. That is the true connection with revelation. This is it. So you quit sin, you will receive from Allah. You don't want to quit sin, how do you expect the Quran to have an impact on you? وَأَقِيمُوا الصَّلَاةَ وَآتُوا الزَّكَاةَ وَارْكَعُوا مَعَ الرَّاكِعِينَ. Allah says, establish your prayer, give out your dues, the dues known as zakah, and bow with those who are bowing. But we neither give, we neither pray, nor are we working out our zakah correctly and giving it, nor are we bowing with those who bow. What type of connection do you want with that revelation? May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us steadfastness. May Allah open our doors. So inshallah, we must make an effort to understand the book. Because Allah says we revealed it in order for it to be understood, in order for it to be studied very deeply, carefully. Study the Quran. You now know how to read it, inshallah. You study the Quran. There is a point that I needed to complete, and that was, when we are reciting the Quran in salah, one of the reasons why it is in Arabic is because Allah says, Inna nahnu nazzalna dhikra wa inna lahu lahafidhun. We have revealed this Quran, this reminder, and we will protect it. That protection is from every aspect of protection. So if you leave the Quran, it's not like Allah needs you and I in order to preserve the Quran. Allah says, وَإِن تَتَوَلَّوْا يَسْتَبْدِلْ قَوْمًا غَيْرَكُمْ. If you are going to turn away, we'll replace you with someone else. There's no shortage of people. Subhanallah. You think I'm not going to read the Quran. Well, there are another 10 people in Africa who just started it yesterday because of you. What that means is Allah deleted you and He put another 10. Who wants to be deleted from us? No one. So open the Quran and read it. If you don't obey Allah's instruction, Allah says, we don't need you to obey us. You need to obey us. If you don't obey us, the Quran says, yastabdil qawman ghayrakum. We will replace you with other people. So there is another group of people replaced you. Subhanallah. I have seen this happening with a lot of things where sometimes you have some parts of the world and you see people drifting away from the deen. And we are all praying, we are all trying. You know, don't think, oh, those people are drifting away. Look at yourself as well. While you are talking about them drifting away, you might be drifting with them. It's like a person on a boat. And you know, the wave is coming and he's seeing the other side of the wave and he's seeing people who are drowning and the boat's capsizing. And he's saying, oh shame, look at those people, their boat is capsizing. Brother, brother, watch the wave that's coming to you. Theirs is capsizing, you better go that way, put your life jacket on and start swimming. That's what happens to us. We say, look at those people, they are so sinful. My brother, the wave is coming to you, put on your life jacket quickly. Because you're going to need to protect yourself. So Allah says He can replace you. We need this obedience. We definitely need this obedience. And this is how we will be able to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in the most beautiful way. He taps us. He reminds us. He tells us to come closer and closer to Him. Because He is Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. He made us. He created us. When we are worshipping Allah, we will definitely be able to feel the goodness. When we are trying to get closer to Allah, we will definitely be able to receive the goodness. We will feel the mercy of Allah, the impact of the word of Allah. So we learn it, we put it into practice as best as we can. And then we have one more duty. What is the duty? Convey the message. Convey that message to others. It is your duty to convey it. Can I tell you, we are seated here today. We are the Ummah of the Quran, right? We are the Ummah of the Quran. Had it not been for the effort of those in every single generation to have learnt, understood, put into practice, convey, we would not have been seated here today. We would not have been seated here today. So do you want your generations to be seated like this, hundreds of years down the line, perhaps in a bigger venue, a bigger house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? If you do, well, there is an effort that is required from you. You need to connect yourself to this revelation in a complete way. What is a complete way? Learning, understanding, putting into practice and conveying it to others. That is complete connection. May Allah grant it to us. Never be satisfied sitting and just thinking to yourself, you know what? I'm okay. I'm fine. I know everything. I know how to read it. I know its meaning. Keep on improving. So Allah says, I will protect those. I will protect my revelation. Now I want to let you know of something very interesting. If Allah tells you He is going to protect the revelation, there are so many ways He's going to do that. In every single way, He's going to do it. So much so that if you make an effort to learn the word of Allah as it was revealed, and you've placed that in your heart, Allah will protect you as a result of that. Let me give you a little example. If I were to give you a diamond worth $1 million, and I were to tell you, take this diamond. Worth how much? $1 million. You have the diamond. If you are walking out of here, I will have to tell you, hang on, let me give you 6 bodyguards, because you know what? This diamond is 1 million. Anyone can come and snatch it from you and anything can happen. So we need to protect you because you have something very valuable within. And you know what? You can walk. Now you're walking. As you're walking, everyone will know this is the guy with the diamond. Why? Because there are 6 guards. 6 guards. And we can see that. And if the guards are gone, they will come and attack you. Nowadays, imagine you have a small diamond, this size. They'll tell you $1 million. You will have those guards and walk all over, making sure that you protect the diamond. Every little while you're checking it, make sure it's the same one. You're going to know, you know, it's not a fake. Subhanallah, it's the same one. It's okay, it's there. I promise you, the Quran is more valuable than any diamond and its value. And when you have made an effort to have that in your heart, as a result, Allah will look after you.
Inna nahnu nazzalna dhikra wa inna lahu lahafidhun.
I read this verse for the second time now. Allah says, we have revealed this book and we will protect it. So if you are going to try and memorize the word of Allah, Allah is going to protect you as a result. So all of us need to make an effort, inshallah. We memorize the surah, two surahs. So imagine the power of this is when you start your prayer, your five daily prayers, Allahu Akbar, no matter who you are, there is a minimum requirement. What is the minimum requirement? You need to know Surah Al-Fatiha, which is the opening surah chapter of the Quran, very easy to learn. And you also need to know one or two other short chapters, such as Al-Ikhlas, perhaps Al-Kawthar, perhaps a few other surahs. Am I right? So you need to know that as a minimum. When someone reverts to Islam, we try to tell them, let's try our best to learn this ASAP. Let's learn it. They might say, why do I have to learn it when I don't understand it? Well, there is no harm. You need to know its meaning as well. But you have to memorize the exact words, because these are the words of Allah. As for the translation, it's the attempt of man to explain to you what Allah is saying. But that's an attempt of man. This here is the word of Allah. And by you learning it off by heart, you have contributed towards the protection of the Quran in its original form. Have you thought of that? So if you were to go to China, or you were to go to any country, and you were to read the Quran, you might not be able to speak in Chinese. You may not know the meaning of ni hao, for example. But what you will definitely know is if anyone was to make a mistake in Surah Al-Fatiha, without being able to communicate with them, you can correct them. That's a miracle of Allah. Why? This is the word of Allah. Do you understand it? Well, I'm finding difficult to really understand the words, but I know what it is. If you say Alhamdulillahi Rabbi and you make a mistake saying Alamun instead of Alameen, I'm going to pounce on you. Why? Because I know it's Alameen. Come on. But when did you convert to Islam? Well, last week. Subhanallah. In 1 week you already know it's Alameen. Yes, I do, because that's the word of Allah. And as a Muslim, it is my contribution towards the protection of the word of Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Every one of us needs to be proud of the fact that we have some of the Quran in our hearts. Now it's our duty to connect with it. Be happy. Allah has chosen you all, without exception. All of you. You are chosen. What do you have? You have iman. By virtue of that iman, you have Surah Al-Fatiha. By virtue of that, you have what? A few other surahs, maybe a little bit more. Some of us might know Surah Yasin and Al-Kahf and Al-Mulk and a few others. Subhanallah. How? Allah chose you. That's why. Allah chose you, but you need to know that Allah chose you. When you get that diamond, it might be a little bit dirty. It might look like a stone to you. But if you know, you're an expert and you clean it, you wash it, or you are told, what will happen? You start valuing it. All of us have that diamond, the iman. But unfortunately, some of us haven't recognized what it's all about. Its true value, you don't know. The Quran that you have in your midst, you don't realize its true value. Because why? You need to polish it. You need to check it. You need to hold it in a beautiful way. You need to make sure that you understand what it's all about. Then you know its value. Once you know its value, I promise you, the sweetness of that Quran will lead you to Jannatul Firdaus. And this is why the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam says, the person who made an effort with the Quran, he's known as Sahibul Quran, the one who's always with the Quran. He will be told on the day of Qiyamah, read, يُقَالُ لِصَاحِبِ الْقُرْآنِ اِقْرَأْ وَارْتَقِ وَرَتِّلْ كَمَا كُنْتَ تُرَتِّلُ فِي الدُّنْيَا فَإِنَّ مَنْزِلَكَ عِنْدَ آخِرِ آيَةٍ تَقْرَأُهَا. A person of the Quran will be told, read and ascend. Read and go up. You are in paradise. You are in Jannah. You are going to Jannah. But we want to determine your rank. You see, Jannah is ranks. Some will be very high. May Allah grant us the highest of the high. Amen. You know, when you aim for the top. Then where you get, inshallah, we will be happy. But we're aiming right at the top, inshallah. Bi-idhnillah, may Allah grant that to us. So the person who was busy with the Quran his entire life, he will be told, you know what, read. I'm going to read, and what will happen? Go up. Read and ascend. Read in the same way you used to read when you were on earth. كَمَا كُنْتَ تُرَتِّلُ فِي الدُّنْيَا. That's a point that I can speak on for a whole half an hour, but let me explain it to you in 2 minutes. You see, when we read in this world, what did I say moments ago? Don't be ashamed of beautifying your voice. Because on the day of judgment, there's going to be no other way that you will be able to read besides the way that you used to read on earth. So read beautifully. When the imams are leading Taraweeh, we as the people behind them should tell them, slow down, calm down, read beautifully, because on the day of judgment, you are not going to be able to read in any other way besides the way you used to read on earth. The evidence of it is in the statement of the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, وَرَتِّلْ كَمَا كُنْتَ تُرَتِّلُ فِي الدُّنْيَا. If you understand that in Arabic, it means recite the way you used to recite when you were on earth. So take your time. This is why I feel sorry for those YouTube clippers, the ones that finish their salah in 2 minutes and everything is done. How they read, A'udhu Billah. Have you seen it? You just have to Google Ferrari Taraweeh. May Allah forgive us. A'udhu Billah. How will they read in front of Allah? What a disaster. What a disaster. All of us here, remember one thing, Allah has not asked you for quantity more than He has for quality. It's the quality.
الَّذِي خَلَقَ الْمَوْتَ وَالْحَيَاةَ لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا.
He has created death and life in order to test you. Who from amongst you has better deeds? Not more deeds. Better deeds. Your quality. So this is why we say that a person will continue to go up until the time when he gets stuck. When he is stuck and he cannot proceed further, that is his level. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from those who can read from the beginning right to the end so that we can make it all the way to the top. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us all. My brothers and sisters, I have spoken for 56 minutes. And I ask Allah to make me from those who can connect with the Quran more. It's the month of the Quran. Don't just listen to the recitation. When you have a disc or something playing, or you're listening to a clip on YouTube, do yourself a favor by repeating what you're hearing. That is powerful. There is a great reward to listen to the Quran, but there is an even greater reward to read it. So imagine you're listening to a beautiful recital and you're slowly whispering the words with that reciter. Isn't it much better? You are achieving both. You are getting both. You are connecting more. And on top of that, try and look at the meaning of it. We are so fortunate. Nowadays, we have the screens on YouTube. While you're listening, you can see the meaning, mashallah. And when you see the meaning, that's not it. Go deeper into the deeper meanings and put them into your lives. Convey it to others in a way that by the will of Allah, we will also be from among those who have contributed in a great way towards this beautiful deen and the revelation progressing into the next generations so that Allah is pleased with us. I promise you, those who are connected to the word of Allah, their life is calm. Those who are distant from the word of Allah, their lives cannot be calm. So this is why if you want true calmness, connect yourself to the word of Allah. Have that Quran wherever you go. Read it, hear it, recite it, talk about it, and enjoy the beautiful words of Allah. Finally, I want to say this is the month of Ramadan, the month of the Quran. Let's make an effort to attend the masajid and listen and read with a happy heart. You know, don't have a preoccupation when you come into the house of Allah. It's Allah and Allah alone. You know why? It might be your last salah, your last chance to worship Allah. Maybe our lives are going to be taken away as we walk out. Some of us might go. We may not go now, but one day it will happen. How many of us have seen clips of people who've passed away in the masjid, in sujood, in the house? There was an imam in one of the masajid you must have seen. He passed away after leading the salah. He turned around. Moments later, he dropped. I'm sure you saw the clip, right? We all say, oh Allah, give me that death. But you're never in the masjid. You're never in the masjid. Oh Allah, grant me death in sujood. But you're not reading salah. So how are you in sujood? I remember one boy, and this is true. One boy told me, no, I ask Allah to give me death in salah. I said, but you don't read salah. He says, because I can at least, if my dua is accepted, I'll prolong my life. You know? How do we think? Imagine the way people's minds operate today. May Allah forgive us. We are not like that. We will read the Quran and we will ask Allah to grant us a blessed death. The most important thing, may Allah be pleased with us the day He takes us away. أقول قولي هذا وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد سبحان الله بحمده سبحانك اللهم بحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك.